I know that this person, I'm pretty sure this person doesn't even listen to my little show, which is fine because I say all the time, you know, this is a personal journal podcast. There are no segments. There's no real entertainment value. This is just more of a show for people who, you know, are either friends of mine or they want to, you know, some people like personal journal podcasts. They like to feel like, you know, they're keeping up with someone else's life. And, you know, me, I do like to listen to mundane stuff. So that's one of the reasons I listen to Big Fatty. I actually enjoy hearing about his itinerary every day and, you know, the fact that he used a coupon and all this kind of stuff.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I do like to listen to mundane stuff. So that's one of the reasons I listen to Big Fatty.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2686 of the BFO for Monday the 14th of May 2018. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend, but we're going to get it started with our Monday morning musical toe tapper. Yes, we ready. Soiled cheetahs, being very high, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well, y'all. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a wonderful feeling, yes, Big Fatty, that you're going to be boring as hell today. Oh, Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, you're soiled cheetahs today because y'all, right now as I speak, the soiled sheets from a weekend visitor here at the villa are in the washing machine along with my underpants. Big Fatty, you don't wear underpants. It's true, I don't. But y'all, for me to be able to tell you about that, I've got to tell you about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Y'all, busy weekend, but a lovely, lovely weekend here in Charleston. Y'all, as hot as blue blazes, we've gotten into the 90s each day, and y'all, that makes it difficult for nipple walks, because y'all, I don't want to get overheated, although I have to say, sitting out on the porch of the villa on the glider, y'all, it's quite nice under that new ceiling fan I have out there. But y'all, last time I talked to you was Thursday evening, and y'all, you know, I was off on Thursday and Friday, and y'all, so I got up Friday morning, y'all. I had my coffee and read the newspaper out there on the front porch, and y'all, I pedaled around the villa here, y'all. I did to the Von's East. Big Fatty, you, I tell you what, you're taking it, you're becoming the Princess Hanna of the good coffee at the Von's East. Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it, y'all. Y'all, I went back to the Von's East, because y'all, I was totally out of my favorite good coffee, and y'all, it's buy one, get one free, so y'all, this is my third trip to the Von's East this week to get the good coffee. Y'all, I bought four bags of it, and plus Plus, I got me a couple of fried chicken bazooms for my lunch on Friday. Y'all have spent $19.35, but y'all have saved $13.54. Yes, we fit in. We got enough kofri to last us, well, at least another week or two. Yes, Big Betty. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, and y'all, after I went to the Von's East, y'all, I went to the Sam's. I went to the Sam's Club, and I'm trying to think, what did I buy there? Oh, y'all, I got me a rotisserie chicken, got me some chewing gum. It was my turn to buy chewing gum for the coal mine. And I got, what else did I get? Oh, y'all, they had these stir-fry vegetables, and it had some sort of noodle packet with it also. That and I bought that just because it was something different. What it was is you took the pan and you put a little bit of oil in it, and you broke up these. They were kind of mushy, but still they were like all globbed together. The noodles, and you put them in the pan and just kind of tossed them around in the little bit of oil you put in there. And then y'all, you added the stir fry vegetables to that and cooked it all down together. And, y'all, then it had some sort of teriyaki sauce or something like that, and some sriracha sauce that you could add to your heat level. Be ready. And then some little sesame seeds you put in there on it. So, y'all, I cooked that down on Sunday. I'm going to have that for my supper. I bought some more beef steaks that I'm... gonna cook on the grill later this afternoon after I call my mother for mother. Yes, Big Betty, you don't wanna. Yes, and y'all. Then I after I did all that, y'all, I did take a little nip a nap on. It seems like there was something else I bought also, but I don't remember what it was. But anyway. Came back here to the villa, and y'all, oh, I know what I did. Y'all, for right morning, my yard man came, because, you know, I was having company, and y'all, he had told me that he wanted to come back and do some pruning. And y'all, I had the bushes out in front and in back of the villa. That were those bottle brush bushes, and y'all, back during the snowstorm back in June, y'all, the weather killed them. And but they said online, and I think I've told y'all this before, they said online, don't cut them all the way, cut them back yet, and see if in case they're not dead. And y'all, sure enough, all but the biggest one, there's been some fresh growth down at the bottom. But y'all, up high in the parts that you could see, y'all, it was just as dead as it could be. Y'all, it made the villa look like a haunted house. A haunted house, Big Fanny. So y'all, I got out for right morning. Y'all, he didn't do any pruning. He just made the yard look nice. But y'all, I got out Friday morning after he left. Y'all, he was here at 7 a.m. in the morning. So I'm glad I was already up, and because he would have awakened me. Yes, Big Betty. And I went out there, and y'all, I trimmed back all the bushes. Y'all, I have got a stack of haunted house bushes out back of the villa. Y'all, it's probably 3 feet tall. Maybe higher for the trash people to pick up. But y'all, the front of the villa looks so much nicer. And y'all, I have these big clipper things that are heavy duty. And y'all, I knew I was gonna be sore from using these things and cutting through these branches and all, because y'all, some of them were probably the size of a Hickory Farms beef stick or something like that. And y'all, it just took it out of me. And y'all, the biggest one I can't do by myself. I'm gonna have to get somebody with a chainsaw to come and help me with that. But y'all, I did all that, and got my shower and did my errands and everything, and y'all, came back and just had my fried chicken for my lunch. And y'all, I think I laid down for a little nip a nap that afternoon. And Y'all, then I was sitting watching the news on the TV machine. Y'all got a call from a friend of mine that I hadn't talked to in a long time. They're just wondering if I was getting ready, if I was having second thoughts about retiring. And I said, no, I did not have second thoughts. And y'all, then after the news, y'all, I went for a nipple walk. It had cooled down some. But y'all, I did a different route. I went a different place. I went around the big circle. and y'all, it was a little bit longer. It was about an hour walk rather than the walk around Fat Acres, which is about 45 minutes. But y'all, it was just lovely. And let's see what else. Y'all, then on Friday. Y'all, my house guest arrived for right evening. Y'all, it was none other than Smoking Hot Joe. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, it's that Joe Zubia from the Austin Tejas. Y'all, he was over in Augusta for the week. In fact, he's there this week also. Yes, Big Betty. And he had the weekend off, and so he came over here and spent the weekend with Big Fatty at the Villa. Y'all, he brought me a lovely hostess gift. Y'all, it was a bottle of Tanqueray 10, not just Tanqueray 10. And y'all, we cracked that open, and he got here about 10:30 p.m. in the evening. He had to work until like 7:30 that evening, and and then he stopped and got him some supper. Big Fatty, are you gonna vomit? No, I don't know why I'm so gassy. Big Fatty, because you're alive? Anyway, he came, and y'all, Smoking Hot Joe has renamed the Big Fatty's bartending skills as the Capri Lounge East, because I had a heavy pour. Yes, Big Fatty. And needless to say, y'all, we were up till 2 a.m. in the morning drinking and just chatting away. And y'all, it was just lovely to spend some quality time with Smoking Hot Joe, y'all, because you know I've seen Joe at the Pride 48 many times before, but y'all, I'm so busy doing things, I just didn't have time to spend any quality time with him or anything. Yes, Big Betty. And anyway, we went to bed about 2 a.m. in the morning, and I got up Saturday morning and made some coffee and some cinnamon rolls, and he got up a little later. I don't think he slept well Friday night, but nonetheless, we both were a little foggy. We were a little foggy from the Tanqueray 10, because y'all, you know, it'll creep up on you. It'll just creep up on you. Yes, Big Fatty. But we got up and we had our coffee and cinnamon rolls, and y'all, then we went for a little riding tour of Charleston. We took him down to the coal mine. In fact, y'all, we recorded an episode of The Gays, where we basic out, it'll explain what all we did. But y'all, that'll be coming up sometime. I don't know if it'll be this week or I don't know when, but it'll be coming up in the next few weeks, because you know I'm going to be going down there to the G'days, and y'all, I may need an extra little show to fill in while we're down there, so I may hold off on that. So, but be on the lookout for an episode of The Gays with Smoking Hot Joe. Yes, Big Fatty. after we got back from our running around and seeing Charleston and everything, y'all, we decided we needed a little nip a nap. Y'all, it was about a 2-hour nip a nap. And needless to say, we both felt much better after a nip a nap. And so we kind of piddled around the villa here, did some more talk. Y'all, we talked an awful lot. And you know, Smoking Hot Joe, he says that's something that he really enjoys. And y'all, then we went out, and we went to the Swiggin' Swine, the barbecue. Big Fatty, isn't he from Tejas? It's true, and you know, they're known for their barbecue, but that's where he wanted to go. So that's where we went. Y'all, Big Fatty had the burnt ends. platter, and I had pickled vegetables with it. And y'all, the special vegetable of the day was the smoked Brussels sprouts with the pork belly. Y'all, they were absolutely delicious. Had that. Y'all, then we were off to Dudley Do Right's. It was there at Dudley Do Right. Oh, Smoking Hot Joe had the beef brisket, and he was very impressed with the barbecue there. Y'all, by the way, I just want to remind you that barbecue in the South is a noun. It is not a verb, so it's a noun. Anyway, y'all, we went to the Dudley Do Rights, and y'all, we had the whole crowd there. We had Durwood. Durwood was running a little late, and we had Granny, and we had Big Dick, and John, and Jeremy. Well, we were all there, and y'all, we just had a lovely evening down there. Smoking Hot Joe and I left about 11 p.m. in the evening, got back here to the villa. I think Granny and the rest of them left probably a little bit after 12 o'clock, but after midnight. There was a drag show going on, which, you know, that's not really Big Fatty's thing, but y'all got back here, and I was tired, y'all. I was beginning to feel it in my shoulders from cutting those bushes and everything. So y'all, I guess I crawled in the bed about it was a little bit right around 11:30, because the Saturday Night Live was on. Y'all got up Sunday morning, fixed a pot of coffee, made some sausage biscuits for us to have for our brufkas. I went out on the porch and read the newspaper. Smoking Hot Joe, he slept a little later. He got up. We had our brufkas and sat around and talked a couple more hours, and then he, what did he do? He left about a little bit before 12 p.m. in the afternoon, high noon, if you will. And y'all, I have been washing. I have been washing the soiled sheet. Yes, Big Betty, yours were especially soiled since you slept like a baby. It's true. And soiled sheets and towels and... I did my laundry on for right. Also, didn't wash my underpants. Yes, Big Fatty, you don't wear them. And y'all, then I've cooked those stir-fried vegetables, and I've got my beef steaks marinating for the grill. Y'all, my mother called me when I was on the phone talking to one of my friends. Y'all, I'd sent her 24 tulips and a can, and y'all, the tulips arrived on Friday. And y'all, she was just calling. She was all excited. There were so many of them, she had to put them in two vases. And y'all, I think that pretty much was a very lovely weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I have thought of a couple of... I thought of a couple other things that I forgot to just mention, so I'll tell you about them on tomorrow's little show. It's hot as blue blazes. It's like I said, but spring has sprung here. Y'all, thank goodness the pollen is gone. So anyway, at least things are not yellow, and y'all, it doesn't look like a haunted house here anymore. No, Big Fatty, I'm going to have to take my ghost outfit off. It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard old Crooked Half, that Adam Burns. And Adam, what did you think of today's weekend recap here on the BFO?
I do like to listen to mundane stuff, so that's one of the reasons I listen to Big Fatty.
Big Fatty is like a 20-minute nip-a-nap. No, he listens at double speed. Oh!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.